I make all these noises with my mouth.
What is it? Oh,
Welcome,
nice.
everybody, to Conspiracy 101.
101.
We're going to dive deep into the conspiracies of the day and find out what is true and what is truer. I'm here with my co-host, Daniel
wow.
Lucas.
Yes. Thank
who
you.
May be
an alien.
A government too. Agent. We don't know.
Yes. Agent N. Agent X.
Agent X.
Oh.
So, yeah. Hey, Daniel. Are you ready for another week of interesting conspiracy theories?
Wow. Thank you for that introduction. Yes, I'm so excited for another episode on conspiracy theory, people, because we need to reveal who is Mr. Bob Lementis.
Well, today we're going to talk about something. I don't know if you've heard about this. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called zero-point energy.
Zero-point energy. It's a gravity.
No.
Is it what, an alien?
It's getting energy from nothing.
Oh.
So like we don't even need to make electricity. We can draw it out of the universe.
Okay.
And it costs nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Because you don't have to burn fuel. You don't have to burn gas. You don't have to have solar panels. You don't need wind turbines. There's energy all around us. It's called zero point energy because it takes no effort to harvest it. That's
what
the conspiracy.
So they call chakras, I think, right?
Well, I mean, that's spiritual energy. I'm talking about like real
energy.
Electricity.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So we're going to learn a little bit about that. So, the interesting thing is that it's been talked about for a long time, right? And that we can garner energy because there's energy all around us. If we can just capture it, we could utilize it for what we want to, like to, you know, to power lights and air conditioners and heaters and everything else, right? And one of those ways to do that is through something called zero point energy. So we're told that energy is scarce and we're told that we must burn the earth, you know, like wood or coal or gas to keep the lights on. We're also told that poverty is a natural byproduct of limited resources, right? Because we can't give everybody everything because we don't have a lot of resources. But maybe they're not telling us the truth.
Why not?
Maybe out in space, it's not empty. Maybe every cubic centimeter of nothingness around you contains enough energy to boil the world's oceans in seconds.
Oh, wow.
And this is called zero-point energy.
So where did it come from, that zero point
energy?
It's
all around us. It's always here. The only reason you're still paying a utility bill is because you can't put a meter on the vacuum of space. And so if you don't have anything, if there's no scarcity, then you don't have to pay for it, right? Because if it's everywhere,
yes,
you know, do you pay for you know,
air.
Do you air? Yeah. Do you pay for air? It's all around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, because there's an infinite supply of air, right?
Yes.
So when you talk about mainstream academics, they'll admit that zero point energy exists, but they'll tell you it's inaccessible and they call it background noise. They're like, well, it's there, but we can't ever get it, right? But
yes.
In 1948, a gentleman named Hendrik Casimir prove that two uncharged plates in a vacuum are pushed together by an invisible force because the long wave fluctuations of the vacuum are too big to fit between the plates, and the pressure from the outside crushes them together. This is a measurable physical force. The universe is literally squeezing matter using nothing but a void. How is that possible, right?
The void.
And it's called the Casimir effect. So how can nothingness squeeze these two things together? Well, there has to be something there, right?
Certainly.
So before the 20th century, giants like Maxwell and Tesla knew the luminiferous ether was the medium for all light and energy. But the establishment edited the math. They took Maxwell's original 20 equations, which were written in quaternions, and allowed for energy to be drawn from the vacuum and sanitized and tanitized them into the four Heaviside equations taught today. They literally deleted the source term for free energy to keep math and the economy neat. So I don't know if you recall or have you seen, but Nikola Tesla was doing experiments out in Colorado, I think it was, on wireless transmission of energy. And he literally just had light bulbs pressed into the dirt, like for yards away from his experiment. And he could light those light bulbs without any connection to them via his wireless electricity. And he, in fact, was starting to build a wireless electric system in New York when it got shut down. And they came in and kind of took it all away from him in New Jersey. I'm trying to remember the name of the town in New Jersey. Let me look that up real quick.
Connecticut.
No, it was in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I think it was called Wardenclyffe. Free energy. It was called Wardenclyffe Tower. Tesla's Wardenclyffe Tower was designed to transmit electrical energy wirelessly, aiming to provide free energy by harnessing the Earth's natural electromagnetic properties. Although Tesla envisioned a system for global wireless energy transmission, the concept remains largely unfulfilled with current technology. So he had built this Wardenclyffe Tower, and actually I can get a picture of it.
You have a picture?
Let me see if I can bring this up for you.
Go ahead.
And you can see it. He actually built this.
So that you can harvest the energy. Oh my goodness. I like that.
For free. He gave away free electricity. There you go. You see it?
Yes.
It's this giant tower. Mm. And then the electricity would go up through it and then go through the air. And then anybody could utilize it.
Okay.
Yeah. He built it in Wardenclyffe, New Jersey, I think is what it was at. So there you go. Interesting,
Mr. Bob. So how can you get all those energy by what? Waving your hands?
Oh, you have to have a receiver of some kind. But the thing is, you wouldn't have to pay for the energy. You just pay for the device that collected it and then
that
would collect it on your end, right? So it sent it and collected it. So that's the deal. So let's talk about scalar waves, the forbidden frequency. So if zero-point energy is the fuel, scalar waves are the engine. Mainstream physics focuses on the transverse waves, like ripples in a pond. They are easy to track, and they lose energy over distance. But Tesla discovered longitudinal scalar waves. These waves move in the direction of travel, folding space and time itself.
Oh, wow.
Because scalar waves operate on the subquantum level, they aren't bound by the speed of light. The deep state doesn't use satellites for their most sensitive communications. They use scalar interferometry. It's instantaneous, unjammable, and can permeate through solid lead. So we're not using, they're not letting us use scalar waves, but they're using them, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla Shield. Tesla wanted to create a standing scalar wave around the planet, a magnifying transmitter to provide free power to everyone. Today, that technology is used for scalar engineering, manipulating the ionosphere to steer the jet stream or trigger seismic events. They turned a gift to humanity into a weapon. And that's what they, if you've ever heard of the, I'm blanking on the name now, the earthquake machine. They have a thing called the earthquake machine. That was made. So he was making it for free energy, but they have kind of taken his invention to make, what's it called now? It's called something. They have it in Alaska.
Mm.
It's called, that's a whole other conspiracy thing.
Energy Hunter.
His earthquake refers to electromagnetic oscillator, a steam-powered device he claimed could create vibrations strong enough to cause structural damage, even resembling an earthquake. While Tesla demonstrated its potential to generate significant vibration, later investigations, such as those by Mythbusters, found no evidence that it could actually produce an earthquake. So maybe earthquake was machine was a little overstating it, but
mm-hmm.
But that was something that he did as well. So why don't we have this on our cars, right? So we can just grab this energy that's out in the world that anybody could get a hold of, right? Or why? It's because of the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951. It allows the United States government to seize any patents that threatens national security. So, you know, if they say, oh, well, it threatens national security, then they can just take it. So Thomas Henry Moray, his Moray valve, drew 50 kilowatts from the environment in the 1930s, and his lab was trashed, and he was shot in his own car because he found the way to get free energy. That sounds pretty scary, doesn't it?
Scary, yeah. How we continue doing that? We need to revise that idea.
Yeah, so here's a picture of him right there. Thomas Henry, the Sea of Energy. There's his picture.
The Energy Man.
Yeah, Energy Man. Was an American inventor born August 28th, 1892 in Salt Lake City and passed away on May 4, 1874. He's known for his work in energy transmission and for developing a device that he claimed could produce electricity from the environment without external energy input, although he was never granted a patent for this invention. So
interesting.
He said it could happen, and I guess he had some kind of proof. Then there was Stanley Meyer. He developed a water fuel car that used resonant frequencies to fracture water molecules with almost zero current. His final words at dinner meeting in 1998 were, "They poisoned me."
Oh, wow.
So he made the water car.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Meyer. Let's see if we can find a picture of him.
Andy Myers.
There he is with his water-powered car right there. See?
Oh, okay. So why nobody continued it? Is it still working or?
It all was taken
abandoned.
Away. No, it wasn't abandoned. It disappeared.
Oh, okay. Because somebody people doesn't like
it. Somebody took it. So when he died, so if we read about Stanley Meyer, here we go.
Mm.
The water fuel cell is a non-functional design for perpetual motion machine created by Stanley Allen Meyer. Meyer claimed that a car retrofitted with a device could use water as a fuel instead of gasoline. Meyer's claims about the water fuel cell in the car that it powered were found to be fraudulent by an Ohio court.
Okay.
But maybe it wasn't.
Or was not.
Maybe.
Well, probably people doesn't like the invention because it will ruin everything, like foil.
It will ruin everything, Daniel.
Ruin everything, the oil production.
Well,
the
that's
money,
true. That's why, the economy. That's why we're talking about it. That's why it's such a conspiracy, is because you're right. So what happens is, you know, people want, the oil industry wants everything to keep going with oil rather than with anything else. And so, yeah. And that's why they don't like electric cars as well, because they're not oil-based cars, right?
True.
So now look at UAPs or UFOs. There's no wings. There's no exhaust. There's no heat signature. They aren't using fuel. They're utilizing zero-point energy driven anti-gravity. While we fight over gas prices, a breakaway civilization is using Tesla's tech to build infrastructure in silent places of our solar system. So that's where we connect into UFOs and UAPs.
So that's why they're not using fuel, because it's already, it's around them.
All around them, exactly.
They just gather it, just like us.
They just gather it and use it. That's zero point energy. The funny thing is that the zero point energy was a big plot point in The Incredibles from Walt Disney. Did you know? Remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us, Mr. Bob. Enlighten us.
So the zero-point energy in The Incredibles is a fictional technology created by the villain Syndrome, allowing him to immobilize targets and negate their powers using a psion energy beam. It is inspired by a real concept in theoretical physics related to energy in a vacuum. So I think it's funny that that they used it here. There's a picture of him pointing his finger and the zero point energy coming out from Syndrome, the main villain of the Incredibles movie. It talks about zero point energy. There he is, zapping Mr. Incredible there. But the it really is. It's a theory, and it's not been totally proven yet, but we do know that Tesla had a working model of wireless electricity, and he wanted to give away electricity for free to everybody. And we do know from the Casimir effect, that two plates get pushed together by an invisible force, and that invisible force would be the zero point energy in the universe, in the vacuum. So it's not that there's nothing in space. It's that there's all this energy in space, and we just haven't been able to tap into it yet. And that's what zero point energy is, right? So
yes,
we are at the tipping point. The internet has made it possible to keep the quantum foam a secret, has made it impossible to keep the quantum foam, is what they call it, a secret forever. So imagine a world without power lines, without smog, without the chains of debt, a world where your utility is the very fabric of reality. They will call this pseudoscience, but they will scream about the second law of thermodynamics. But remember, the laws of physics are often just the rules of people who own the laboratory. And so then they change when we discover more things. So what's your thoughts on this?
I therefore conclude that there is something like that. Just like Wi-Fi before, right? We don't know how do Wi-Fi works, right? It's how do you connect?
Just like it's a radio wave. So we're constantly surrounded by radio waves. We just don't perceive them.
Yes.
And so Wi-Fi is just another form of a radio wave, right?
Yes.
And I think it used to be 2.4 gigahertz, and now it's 5 gigahertz is what most Wi-Fi is. And so, but again, you're right. So what we had to figure out how to utilize that radio wave in order to transmit data, you know, from...
Faster.
Right, from the... from the modem over to your computer and back cables. Again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can do that, then, you know, then it should be. And they do actually transmit electricity wirelessly via microwave technology currently, right? But it takes, the thing with zero point energy is that you're harvesting energy from the environment as opposed to having to create energy by burning something and then using a device like the microwave device to transmit it. And so that's the process to transmit is the same as it is now. The difference is, where do you get that energy from? Because, you know, and it makes some kind of sense, right? Because
yes,
there's always where there's life, there's energy, right? And there's life all around us. So, you know, life is not just people. Life is not energy. Just animals. Life is grass. It's trees. It's bugs. It's the earth. And so anytime there's life, there's energy. Now, the question becomes, how can you capture that energy and then funnel it in the direction that you want to send it? And so we already know how to send it through the air in waves. We just don't know how to gather it. At least according to current academia, we don't know how to gather it yet.
Yes.
Because we need... let me see what the statistics are.
I think we need the platforms like the solar energy, right? We are coming from the sun. We need to gather like that, which is we put in something in a vacuum and then translate to our body or to other things like a machine or anything that make produce something alive.
Mm-hmm. So like here, for instance, we think about weather and so forth. A single lightning bolt can contain over 1 billion volts of electricity, which is enough to power a small town for an entire day.
Oh, wow.
So small if we could harvest, I mean, I don't know, in Vancouver, whenever it storms, but here we get lots of lightning strikes all the time during storms. And so if you could harness that, you could power a lot of stuff. The problem is you have to keep it, right? So
yes, always does here, especially summer. That's why we have the wildfires, because always lightning strikes the ground and then we start with the fires. So we need to harness those storm, right? And gather it and put in a storage. Then every time we need it, just like electricity, okay, voila.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's the hard part. Then you got to store everything. So the other thing is, but if we talk about lightning, then that's electricity that's out in nature, right? It just gets condensed with the storm, the friction of the clouds and so forth, and then it goes to the ground. That's where lightning is, right? So lightning is all around us, but it gets concentrated because of the storm. And so, you know, that actually gives you a nod towards zero point energy, because that energy has to come from somewhere. So think about here, how much space do you think you would need to power the world, not just a country, power the world with solar panels? How much space do you think you'd need to have?
I think you need only like 1 hectare of solar panel.
You think so?
I think so. Or
well, a little more than that for the world, but
for the world, okay.
Yeah.
So the whole
world,
the whole Sahara Desert.
Yeah. So you need 115,625 square miles or 299 square kilometers would be needed to generate enough electricity to meet global demands. But that's only 3.27% of the total area of the United States.
Oh, wow.
So it's not impossible. It sounds big, but it's not totally impossible. So what is, how big is that? So if I did the 115,000 square miles.
Just like the Sahara Desert, or half of the Sahara Desert.
It wouldn't even be half of that.
even so, one foot.
So 115,625 square miles is approximately 73 million acres, or about 471,000 square kilometers. It's roughly the size of the state of Texas. And that would power the whole world with solar energy. World. Now, the logistics of doing that are the problem, not the fact that it is. But if you could draw your energy from the, just from space or from the ground, then you could be anywhere. And so you don't need the solar energy, right?
Yes.
And that's what zero point energy is all about, is the fact that we're surrounded by energy. We just need to find a way to siphon it off.
How to do that? How as a person?
It. So
because we need energy.
Yeah, we need energy. For our current systems, yes, we have to have some kind of energy. Even in the old, turn of the century, 1900s and so forth, you had to have coal or wood or something to get you through the winter. So you had to have something to make heat. And so that's energy, right? So it's all stored in trees and the ground and so forth. Oh, Daniel's got to get a drink here. Now, do you believe in zero point energy? Do you think it's real? Oh, you're muted, Daniel.
You believe, Mr. Bob, because yes, I do. I felt energy. So do you believe that you can feel energy around you?
Mm-hmm. So and you believe in this one then? So this is.
I think, yes.
Which one didn't you believe in recently? I'm trying to remember.
I think I believe this one. It so happened that they kill it because of probably personal, personal opinion. That if this will be come out, it will ruin us.
Well, it would ruin the current situation, right? It would,
yes.
If everybody had free energy, think about it. If everybody had free energy, then every place could be heated. Every place could be cooled. Every place you wouldn't need to pay for that. You wouldn't need to run wires. You wouldn't need to have all this infrastructure. True. And by doing that, I would say energy is the one thing that keeps us in cities, right? Because you want to be close to the infrastructure. If you could get energy from anywhere, you could live anywhere. And it would spread us out across the earth. You could grow food, right? You could make things. So the only thing that's stopping us from spreading out further is free energy.
So we need a person to discover how to gather those point energy, Mr. Bob.
The conspiracy theory is they've already discovered it and they're not letting anyone utilize. Yeah, they're utilizing it for their purposes, but they're not letting the average person benefit from it.
Okay. It's already there. The technology is already there. But
probably there.
But
we don't get to use it. Yeah, because otherwise then we wouldn't be dependent upon all these other,
the economy will doom.
Yeah.
For sure, right?
And so the interesting thing is we're coming into the age of AI, right? Mm. And AI is very energy hungry. And so something's got to change in order to push it to the next level, because all that computing power takes energy. So the question is, does the government have AI that's better because they have free energy? And are they not going to let everybody else get that? I don't know. We'll see.
Conspiracy theory, people. Yes. Let it out, people. Let it out. And so everybody will use it. I will use the energy watt to maximize our podcast machine.
Right. You could do that. I mean, if you had all the energy, I mean, you could travel all the time. You wouldn't. I mean, it would alleviate so many problems, right? Especially if you're looking at agriculture and growing food and making things. I mean, the cost of making stuff would be drastically reduced if you didn't have to pay for energy to move things. So, you know, the cost for diesel fuel for trucks and for trains and all that kind of stuff. If you got rid of all of that, think about that. Yeah. You would. The world would become a very small place because anybody could go anywhere at no cost. All you would need would be the machinery, you know, something to propel you safely, hopefully. But other than that, you don't need to keep putting money into it after that, you know?
True.
Something to think about. Zero point energy. I think it could be something to it.
Something that we can go beyond our planet.
There you go.
Yeah, 0 point energy will bring us the lights. What's an interesting topic, Mr. Bob. 0 point energy, people. Let's modify it. And bring light. Yes. Mr. Bob, thank you for 0 point energy. Would you like to plug in something first before you...
see me here on the 101s, Movie 101, Comedy 101, Trivia 101, and Conspiracy 101.
Yes.
Or you can come over to Static Radio and I'll tell you a story about something that happened to me.
Definitely. Yes, people. Let's support Mr. Bob Lemon and our four podcasts. Wherever you listen your podcast, especially our Movie 101 and Comedy 101 is already available. But for our Conspiracy Theory and the other one, what is the other one? It's not yet. Yes, not yet available. So you can watch us. Yeah, soon. You can watch us live every Sunday. So, Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. Everybody take care out there.
Yes.
You never know if the government's watching you or not.
Yes. 0 point energy. People, please let it out and share to the world.